Our next composer uses more Eastern elements in her music. Jacqueline Ji-young Kim was born in Korea and educated in Korea and North America. She studied at Indiana University, as well as with Jacob Druckmann and Martin Bresnik at Yale, where she received her DMA. She resides in New York. We'll hear a piece for flute, harp, and viola entitled Tiger Chasing the Wind. It was written in memory of Isan Yun, a Korean composer who was exiled by the Republic of Korea in 1969 after it imposed a death sentence on him for allegedly traitorous activity in communist North Korea. Following his exile in 1969, he was appointed professor of composition at the Hochschule der Kunst in West Berlin. During his expulsion, he remained active in organizations seeking the democratization of Korea and in the ultimate reunification of the Korean people. Shortly before his death, he was thwarted in his attempt to return to his homeland. The title, Tiger Chasing the Wind, represents Isan Yun's relationship to Korea and his inability to return to his homeland. The tiger is a symbol of Korea, yet here it represents Isan Yun. One can imagine the tiger, graceful and powerful, hopelessly attempting to catch the wind. In such a chase, the tiger's formidable skills are useless, just as Isan Yun's talent and love for his country proved useless in his attempt to return.